Chapter 10. A wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son is a sorrow to his mother. Wealth which comes from sin is of no profit, but righteousness gives salvation from death. The Lord will not let the upright be in need of food, but he puts far from him the desire of the evildoers. He who is slow in his work becomes poor, but the hand of the ready worker gets in wealth. He who in summer gets together his store is a son who does wisely, but he who takes his rest when the grain is being cut is a son causing shame. Blessings are on the head of the upright, but the face of sinners will be covered with sorrow. The memory of the upright is a blessing, but the name of the evildoer will be turned to dust. The wise-hearted man will let himself be ruled, but the man whose talk is foolish will have a fall. He whose ways are upright will go safely, but he whose ways are twisted will be made low. He who makes signs with his eyes is a cause of trouble, but he who makes a man see his errors is a cause of peace. The mouth of the upright man is a fountain of life, but the mouth of the evildoer is a bitter cup. Hate is a cause of violent acts, but all errors are covered up by love. In the lips of him who has knowledge wisdom is seen, but a rod is ready for the back of him who is without sense. Knowledge is stored up by the wise, but the mouth of the foolish man is a destruction which is near. The property of the man of wealth is his strong town, the poor man's need is his destruction. The work of the upright gives life, the increase of the evildoer is a cause of sin. He who takes note of teaching is a way of life, but he who gives up training is a cause of error. Hate is covered up by the lips of the upright man, but he who lets out evil about another is foolish. Where there is much talk there will be no end to sin, but he who keeps his mouth shut does wisely. The tongue of the upright man is like tested silver, the heart of the evildoer is of little value. The lips of the upright man give food to men, but the foolish come to death for need of sense. The blessing of the Lord gives wealth, hard work makes it no greater. It is sport to the foolish man to do evil, but the man of good sense takes delight in wisdom. The thing feared by the evildoer will come to him, but the upright man will get his desire. When the storm wind is past, the sinner is seen no longer, but the upright man is safe forever. Like acid drink to the teeth and as smoke to the eyes, so is the hater of work to those who send him. The fear of the Lord gives long life, but the years of the evildoer will be cut short. The hope of the upright man will give joy, but the waiting of the evildoer will have its end in sorrow. The way of the Lord is a strong tower for the upright man, but destruction to the workers of evil. The upright man will never be moved, but evildoers will not have a safe resting place in the land. The mouth of the upright man is budding with wisdom, but the twisted tongue will be cut off. The lips of the upright man have knowledge of what is pleasing, but twisted are the mouths of evildoers.